Good morning from the WVIK newsroom in the Quad Cities. I'm Joseph Leahy. Iowa wildlife officials say there's been a resurgence of bird flu in waterfowl after nearly a year without detections. Iowa Public Radio's Rachel Kramer has details.
The Iowa DNR is asking people who see five or more sick or dead birds within a week to contact their local wildlife biologist or state conservation officer. Rachel Rudin is the DNR's state wildlife veterinarian.
If you see sick birds in your yard or at the park or whatever, you know, keep your pets away from direct contact and, you know, don't handle those birds, but we still want to hear about them.
Rudin says the DNR is tracking H5N1 detections in wild birds to understand the scope of the current outbreak and will remove infected carcasses where possible to prevent the spread of the virus. Iowa State University researchers say the recent outbreaks at several poultry operations in northwest Iowa are connected to a virus circulating in wild birds. A different strain infected 13 dairies and 3 poultry operations in late May and June. I'm Rachel Kramer, IPR News.
Muscatine's new city administrator took his oath of office last night during the city council's final meeting of the year. Matthew Martison started on Monday, but Mayor Brad Bark made it official last night by swearing him in.
Have you raised your right hand and repeat after me. I, Matthew Martison. Do solemnly swear.
Do solemnly swear.
That I will support the constitutions. That I will.
Martison is replacing Carol Webb, who resigned in July for a similar role in Marshalltown, Iowa. He's a former city administrator for Monroe, Nevada, and Council Bluffs, Iowa. The city council also filled their newly created positions of assistant city administrator and city clerk. Current police chief and past interim city administrator Anthony Keyes was sworn in as the city's assistant city administrator and current city employee Cinda Hilger as city clerk. Defense lawyers for former Illinois House Speaker Michael Madigan called their first witness in his federal corruption trial on Thursday. WBEZ's Dave McKinney has more.
Madigan's first witness, developer Andrew Cretol, was building a 300-unit apartment project in the West Loop in 2017. Prosecutors say Madigan, with help from government mole Danny Solis, illegally targeted Cretol's company for tax work for the then speaker's law firm. His testimony, though, was marked by contradictions. Cretol first told Madigan's lawyer he didn't feel threatened, fearful, or intimidated into hiring Madigan's law firm. But later, he told prosecutors that in nearly 20 years as a real estate developer, he'd never gotten a request by a public official, as he did with Solis, to meet with a potential vendor like Madigan. Reporting from the Dirksen Federal Courthouse, Dave McKinney, WBEZ News.
This week, the Iowa Geological Survey is celebrating 10 years since joining the University of Iowa. The government office used to be part of the State Department of Natural Resources and has since joined the university's College of Engineering. Keith Schilling is the state geologist of Iowa and director of the Iowa Geological Survey. He says state geological surveys first started when settlers began crossing the U.S. and needed information about the land.
It's a kind of a continuation of that first exploratory mission, and the job never ends. You know, we get better data that some of these issues that we've had since 130 years ago are still around, that we're trying to, even do a better job of characterizing.
Schilling was speaking on Iowa Public Radio's River to River program. IGS gets its money from the Federal Geological Survey for things like mapping Iowa's surface and bedrock resources. Schilling says any funding cuts to the Federal Survey could have big implications on those duties. Iowa's monthly unemployment rate ticked up to 3.1% in November, according to the state's Workforce Development Agency. Employers added a net 400 jobs last month, largely driven by hiring in public schools. Meanwhile, Illinois' unemployment rate held steady in November at 5.3%. The construction, manufacturing, and professional business services sectors posted the largest job losses. Meanwhile, the national unemployment rate averaged at 4.2% in November. I'm Joseph Leahy, WVIK News.